See store for details.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Charlotte and I will share usually a different fruit-flavored ice cream cone every day. I eat most of the ice cream and she eats the cone. She loves it. She'll lick the ice cream off of it and then she chomps. She waits until I give her the whole thing.
Okay, so you actually swap spit with your dog, right?
Well, I know, she gets it after I do. Yeah.
You don't give her a sneaky lick?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, once in a while.
Puppy love. Fun with
Doug. All right, we have 8 minutes after the hour. Monday morning is upon us, the 23rd of May.
Woo!
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Not with Jennifer, not with Roberta. Roberta's on one beach, and Jennifer's on another one. Richie was at a third. So the only one who hasn't been to the beach is me. I got to get the swimming pool. Once we get temperatures over 60, maybe get the swimming pool.
Let me tell you something. The kids walked into the ocean this weekend. It's
cold.
It's chilly here on the East Coast still. That water's cold.
The temperature here over the next 3-4 days predicted to be in the 60s with one exception. All right, so we're going up to 80 tomorrow. And we haven't had one day without rain for 14 days.
Really?
14 days of rain. I cut some hay.
Is it like an afternoon thunder shower, or is it like
rain,
all day rain?
Rain. Like right now, we had yesterday there was not a sun to be seen anywhere in the sky, in any portion of the sky. No suns anywhere. Clouds and kind of clammy. But on Saturday, I sort of fell into I'm looking around at all the hay fields. We use about 840 acres of hayland between Amherst and Western Mass and Central Mass and around where my farm is. So we're checking all the hay. It's all ready. Because there's been so much rain, that's good because we have lots of hay, and that'd be cool if we can get it harvested. So I mowed just to get everything started, about 4 or 5 acres on Saturday, and thought maybe we could turn it over and wrap it. We do what they call balage, which is taking sort of green hay. You wring out about 30-40% of the moisture, and then you bale it, and then you wrap it so the moisture, you seal it in, if you will. The moisture stays in the feed, so when you open it in the wintertime, it smells wonderful, and the cows love it. It's been sort of cooking in its own juices, kind of like a marinade on a steak or a piece of salmon. Same kind of thing, actually. Stews in its own juices.
It's an odd visualization for a cow to be eating.
Marinated
steak, yeah.
Yeah, right. Marinated grass, that's what it is.
I was thinking about you yesterday.
Yeah, how so?
We were headed back from the beach, and
that place you love to stop on the way back from the beach, right? The farm market?
Oh, there's all kinds of farm markets on the way. The Delmarva, the Delaware, Maryland,
great
Virginia,
farmland.
It's really
great,
nice farmland. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Mm. And so when you're going through, there's all kinds of farmland. We got stuck behind the slowest tractor I've ever been stuck behind in my life.
What kind
before.
Of a tractor was it, green or red?
It was red.
Red, good.
So,
red,
you know, we're sitting behind the guy, and I'm patient. We're going. And I'm like, you know, at some point, it would probably be polite for this guy to pull over, because I'm looking at traffic in my rearview mirror, and I can see cars as far as it go back. And then I realized there's really no place for him to pull over and let us go. And then when there was a place, he did pull over and let traffic pass. But, I mean, it was couple of miles where we just had to sit there and just...
I do that once in a while, but I try to do it at 5 in the afternoon when all the people are coming home from work, and they speed up and down the street, so I'll get out and go 20 miles an hour in my tractor.
See, so now you're just doing it just to get at everybody.
This guy
was polite. This guy realized what was behind him and, you know, and said, okay, here's an opportunity for me to let everybody pass. I'm going to pull over.
I used to be a pullover type, but now, I mean, the people are so rude. My God, you wouldn't believe how fast these people, this is a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. We have people going up and down the road 50 miles an hour.
Very dangerous.
So I just slow them down a little.
How fast can your tractor go?
Five. It depends on which tractor. No. I can get 20. I can get 20. There's one tractor.
So you can almost do the speed limit.
I can do the speed limit on some of the tractors I can do. I have a couple of tractors that'll do 30. But I wouldn't let anybody drive them except me and maybe Edgar because they're dangerous. If you,
right.
The tricycle tractor going 30 miles an hour is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the report from the farm, ladies and gentlemen, over the weekend, except for the new featured slideshow at DougStephan.com. My friend Uri Geller has bought a farm. And there is nothing more historic. Richie, you got to look at these pictures of Uri in a tractor.
There it is. I see them.
It
like
is
that.
Hysterical. hysterical.
That's
Uri
a big tractor.
One end of a tractor from another. Here's the. For those of you who don't know, Uri is not only one of my best friends, but he's a very interested, very talented, just a kind of cool human being. And he has his home I have visited many, many times in Sonning, which is a little village on the Thames north of London. There was a big farm next to it, and he said, someday I'm going to own that farm, Dougie. And he's in the process now of buying it, and so they're cutting their first crop of hay over there as well. And so he's on this big John Deere tractor that has mowers on the front and
nice
the back.
Nice hat, Uri.
Yeah, it's really funny. Funny. Also at DougStephan.com, we spent the last hour in the main talking about the top 10 end-of-world prophecies. As you know, Judgment Day has come and gone. Not that you expected it
Wait
to
a minute,
be
whoa, 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 whoa.
Other than that, what?
Uri's got a helicopter?
I don't know. Did he buy a helicopter?
That With I don't his know. Aircraft, Uri can be back in London in 12 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he would buy. He'd probably be sharing. My guess is that's a share deal.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But, you know, he's television shows, Richie.
Wow.
Haven't heard him any.
Uri's doing all right, huh?
He was always doing all right. Uri worked, when he first became well-known in the 70s, the oil companies hired him to find gas and oil reserves.
Yeah. He made a lot of money with that, huh?
And still does, because he was smart enough to tie it to their continuing value, shall we say, of them. All right, so let's see. What else do we have at DougStephan.com today? Princess Beatrice. Remember that hat that she wore at the wedding?
Yes.
Sold yesterday on eBay. 800-510-8255. How much money did they get for that silly toilet hat? At eBay. 800-5. This shows you people will spend money. You think Newt Gingrich is crazy for spending $500,000 at Tiffany's.
That thing was ugly.
My God. Spending this kind of dough. How much money, finally, if you know, share it with us and you get a swell Doug Stephan prize. 800-510-8255. How much, if the ladies were here, they'd love to gossip about that, Richie. And that brings us around to something that I want to spend a good deal of time on today, the gossip machine, and where it is that we're finding out all of the things, whether it be Arnold, whether it be this guy Dominique Strauss-Kahn, or hundreds, if not that, where the news today is being generated by the gossip machine, and I think maybe we ought to spend a little time understanding that. Some interesting stories there, including the Princess Beatrice, for whatever the reason. Princess Beatrice's hat, she wore it at the wedding. How much did it go for on eBay yesterday? And I think if they'd left it there, probably could have gone for more. 800-510-8255. Something more mundane for us to think about. Your anatomy. Now, I'm going to basically focus on the male anatomy and normal physiology. I've not approach this discussion of men and their prostate quite this way, but I've been reading more about it because of the prostate sort of being like the appendix. It's not necessary for life. It's important for reproduction. It supplies substances that facilitate fertilization of the other half, shall we say. And there are enzymes in there. You hear us ask about your PSA count. PSA actually used to loosen up some of the material that's in there so that it can move. Now, this is maybe a little too graphic for you, but it gets to the root of a discussion that we have all the time because there are men and women who are so concerned about function that the prostate concerns grow and grow as you get older. And there has been any number every week. I had two or three things this past weekend we talked with Dr. Ken about. regarding new info on prostates and prostate problems and how to fix prostate problems, proper diet, exercise. That's true. Nutritional supplements. Prostate nutrition. Super beta prostate is the way to get the right kind of support that will give you healthy urine flow and function. And that way you'll have good sleeping habits. You don't need a prescription for super beta prostate. You only can call one number to get it, and it's 800-607-7078. You get a free bottle. You're a new customer. Get a free bottle of beta prostate by calling 800-607-7078. Don't become a statistic. Become someone who is smart, taking care of the prostate so there are no problems. More ladies call for their men. And because it's free, why wouldn't you try it? Pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's the deal. Super beta prostate. My God, take care of it. It's so important for your health. 800-607-7078.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
All right. So we're asking the question about the princess's hat and how much money it got on eBay. 800-510-8255. Mike's in Solomon, Maryland. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm actually down in St. Edigo's now. I'm on my way to work. I'm running a little late this morning.
All right, so make it quick. How much money you think they got for this thing on eBay?
$750K.
$750,000. People are not that stupid. They're crazy.
What?
But no,
I
it wasn't.
Thought they'd be.
No, not quite that high. Thanks for the call. Judy, what do you think the number is?
Hi, Doug. It's $131,000.
$131,000 is the amount of money this thing got on eBay. $131,000. Imagine that. All right, everybody else, hold on. 21 after on Good Day.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Billboard Music Awards, you see some of the things being done by some of the performers, some of the, I thought the technology was amazing. The amount of time, Richie, that was spending the money to produce this show.
Really? Big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
So here's Taylor Swift, who won 3 awards, including Top Country, Top Billboard 200 Artist, Top Country Album. The song is called Speak Now. A little snippet of that, Richie, if you want to crank it up. Songs are so biographical and great lyric lines, very intelligent. She's got a lot going for her, I think, Taylor
Swift.
Great
storyteller.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very mature for somebody who's like 21, I think. Lady Gaga, not much older. I think she's 26 or 27. She won 3 awards, including Top Pop, Top Dance Electronic Artist, and Top Dance Electronic Album for The Fame. Usher also won 3 awards. Would you want to play a little of that? Snippet, the, let's see, Top R&B Artist, Top R&B Album, Top R&B Song. This is a song with Will.i.am called OMG.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's it. Eminem won 6 awards. Top Artist, Top Male, Top Rap Artist, Top Rap Album. And so those were the Billboard Music Awards. 26 after the hour, Monday, the 23rd of May, is upon us. We're talking about a lot of things, as we usually do, trying to stir things up a little bit, stir the pot. Teresa's in Hebron, Ohio. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. You have an observation for us.
I do.
Yes.
Your friend that just bought the farm.
Yes.
Has a helicopter. It's not uncommon at all. They're known as sharecopters.
Yeah, it's like... That was it.
Have a great day.
That could
guys.
Have been a joke. Yes, thank you. I suppose it was, right? Richie, like that?
Sharecroppers.
Sharecroppers, yes. Well, they actually are. The NetJet is a company that's run by Bill Gates and and what's his face? The Omaha Oracle.
Buffett.
Warren Buffett have this company that owns and you can buy either a portion, you can buy a portion of ownership in the jet, or you can just hire it for a day, a week, or a month, or portion of a year, it's share the ownership of the plane. And I'm without knowing, I haven't talked to Uri since last week, so I don't know how that all fits together, but I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow because he visits with us every week on Tuesdays. Meanwhile, we got the answer to the question about Princess Beatrice's. And I'm not talking about this anymore because I can't seem to get Princess Beatrice out the first shot. Princess Beatrice. Four times I started to say that. Something in the way of that. Anyway, $131,000, almost $131,000 on eBay yesterday. Crazy, crazy,
crazy. What do you do with that?
You know, it's interesting. We'll talk about this in our television report in a few minutes because we want to talk about some of the finales. This week, all the big season enders as by Thursday. I think Thursday is the last day of the rating period. So all of the shows, either their last episode was last week toward the end of the week or will be this week prior to Thursday. American Idol is getting controversial. End of season. People are angry about lies producers told them before the start of the season. We'll have that story.
Really?
And you can follow it at DougStefan.com as well. Apparently, it's not all sweetness, charm, and light there. And that, a lot of this stuff is coming from the gossip columns, if you will. Newspapers or websites. Newspaper seems... So does National Enquirer even have a newspaper anymore? Or is it all on the website like TMZ?
No, I think they do have a newspaper.
They do?
Yeah.
I never watch that stuff. We all get our material
in the checkout line
from the web. Yeah, right, exactly. The story about the man who was, what, the IMF guy who's now... He's the story of where he is also is at DougStefan.com and how much he's spending to stay where he is in New York as he tries to survive. Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new survey claims that sites like Facebook and Twitter are drastically hurting work productivity. The report finds that 53% of employees waste at least an hour a day sending emails, answering texts, and sending tweets. The average yearly cost of the lost productivity? $10,375 per employee. In other news, Apple has had a hard time catching up to PC sales in the enterprise market, but a new report shows a surge in Mac sales. Shipments to very large business increased nearly 95%, and sales to the government grew over 155%. And finally, new research at the University of Chicago finds that Google search trends are good indicators for tracking infectious disease. Search volume for the terms MRSA and staph from 2004 to 2008 follow nearly identical patterns to the rate of infection.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Tuitions.
Designed to get your day going or continuing to make your day a good day, no matter what time of the day the program is heard.
Still the same program.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's in Las Vegas working with her dad. And Roberta is working in Newport Beach, not Newport Beach, that's California, Newport, Rhode Island, another Newport, and both delightful communities, by the way. If you have an opportunity, one of the great things about being able to do this program and travel around a lot, as I have around our country and around the world, is to see cities and towns. I mean, how many names are you going to be able to come up with? It's likely there's Newport News in Virginia.
Yep, there is.
There are Newport. There's Newports all over the place. But the interesting comparison of Newport, Rhode Island to Newport Beach, California, the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Remember that television program?
Yes. Yeah.
That's how you would describe
it. Robin Leach.
Both of those places fit that for in a different way. Newport Beach, California has beautiful and somewhat ostentatious views of the reality, the West Coast lifestyle. Just beautiful. I love Newport Beach. And Newport, Rhode Island, same kind of waspy old money, though they are richy. That's where a lot of New York Wall Street guys like to go on the weekend or over the summertime. It's very, very exclusive, as is Newport Beach. But it's interesting how that name sort of has attracted wealth and stories and people. Not unlike, as I was saying, the stories that now seem to be very prominent on the landscape, where the president and things that are done politically, world events, those things are important. Somehow or other, the news media has turned into the gossip machine.
Mm-hmm.
With TMZ at the lead of that, I was mentioning earlier, the National Enquirer, how much we were... So this is your own choice, by the way. You decide whether you want to read about Michael Lohan or Lindsay Lohan, and all of the legal troubles. I mean, that's just one example. How many different examples can you come up with? 800-510-8255. And whether or not you think it's appropriate, the Arnold business and the other, there are a growing constellation of websites and magazines and television programs. I was thinking about this because over
it's
the weekend.
It's all Ted Turner's fault.
Well, I don't know. How do you mean because of the
24-hour news cycle? CNN started it on 24-hour news cycle.
I don't know. It may be that this is, by the way, a $3 billion business a year. The magazine's website's gossip is now a $3 billion a year business. Salacious tidbits on people. Certainly Arnold and the Lohan thing. How many other different stories? This guy in New York, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's holed up, by the way, in a pricey high-rise hotel that he's paying, I think, $20,000 a month to rent. $3,000 a night. So it's that times 30 days, right? $90,000 a month. Who's got that kind of dough? He's in the International Monetary Fund. He must be the International Monetary Fund, spending that kind of dough. But there's that story. There's Tiger Woods. There's Britney Spears, Farrah Fawcett, and all of the stories that have gone with them. How many more? Some of the people were well-known or are well-known that are covered, and some of them are not. They become household names after the fact, right? Think about it. And then there's, of course, Charlie Sheen. But, look at this, some of this stuff. I wonder what effect this has on oftentimes the people that become well-known because of the staging in these TLC-type shows or the magazines, et cetera, et cetera. The stuff is built around legal cases, and you wonder if some of the things that come out don't kind of destroy cases. And then we have the Housewives of New York, the Housewives of Los Angeles, the Housewives of Las Vegas. The
celebrities we have that are celebrities.
We make this phony celebrities.
For no reason, like the Paris
Shalala, whatever her name is, broke into the wild. Yeah, Paris Hilton, what's her, and the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
They have no skill, they have no talent, nothing.
Their whole being of celebrity is based on...
Nothingness.
Nothing.
Right, based on the show about nothing. Right? And we grab hold of this stuff because I told you the story when I was walking through the parking lot. Well, I was there a month or so, the first week of April, when I was I had to go to a neat little shopping center on 26th and San Vicente in Santa Monica. And I'm walking, there's a bunch of little stores and this is a neat little sort of campy little place. And there's 40 paparazzi, these guys running around the parking lot, hiding behind cars and buildings and stuff, taking pictures. So I'm walking over to where I see the action, and Jennifer Garner's got her two children. She's putting them in the back seat of this SUV, and Vincent Garber, who's her very close friend, who is her co-star and father figure in her real life, apparently, and very, very neat guy.
Co-star in Alias, yeah.
And he started with Alias, but everybody knows him, and you'd see him, he's a good character actor. And Ben Affleck puts him in a lot of his films. Anyway, so they're trying to get away from these people, and all they're trying to do is go shopping. And these nutbirds are chasing them around. And I looked at Vincent Garber. I said, my God, man, how do you put up with this stuff? And he just looked at me and sort of smiled. And I looked at Jennifer, and she smiled at me as well. We didn't exchange conversation. But I'm looking at these people. How they have a – and you say, well, they chose – to be actors. So, along with that go all these damn paparazzi? Yeah, why is that? I mean, it is. That's our interest in these people and their lives, I guess, is what feeds the machine. I'm looking at all of this stuff that goes on and wondering, why is it we are so fascinated about this and so focused on it? Here's a guy... somebody got $100,000.
That's it, man.
To do the dirt on Lindsay Lohan or the father.
You know what? We sit here and we complain about the paparazzi, but hey, listen, they're getting $100,000. Why?
Yeah.
Because we're buying the magazine.
Right, exactly.
And I can't say why. Because some other, I go to TMZ. I look at that. Yeah,
I don't.
Sure.
But I mean, every once in a while, I kind of like this guy, Levin, and how he conducts.
Harvey Levin.
I see the show on TV.
Funny,
I might watch it. Yeah. So why? 800-510-8255. Ryan is in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing?
The gossip in your area is that the brother of Harmid Kazai has a 700-acre farm nearby. Is that true?
You know, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, I think you'll find out is probably true. Anyway, so
I have trouble getting good news around here. I've resorted to AM radio and the internet, mainstream media. Like you said, nothing but gossip. When Fukushima, the radiation, the plants were going off, you know, all we were hearing was Charlie Sheen. Same thing with Libya.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and Hillary, she's she had a comment. I'm not sure, you might have to look it up, but she was complaining about the alternative media that you can get online. There's a place called Russia Today.
Yeah.
And they have real news, and Hillary was upset about it, you know. It's because... You know, our media wasn't doing their job, apparently. More people were turning to alternative media than, you know, Fox, NBC, CBS, all that stuff.
Somebody paid somebody in the Los Angeles Coroner's Department, I got $22,000 for the preliminary autopsy report on the death of Brittany Murphy when she died a year or so ago. Remember that? Somebody paid $200,000 for the preliminary death certificate for Michael Jackson.
Oh, my.
The day after he died.
They did that much for Kennedy.
Well, there's another $2 million for some of the information that came out about Michael Jackson. That's how much was paid out in the 24 hours after his death. Here's the story of Don Holland, who works at the Betty Ford Center in Rancho Mirage. And she got paid $22,000 to come up with information on Lindsay Lohan. So, I guess, it was Richie said, what do you expect?
It's getting ridiculous. We need real news. I'm glad you guys are on the air.
Yeah, if there's a source for real news in America, this is the place.
This is the place you got to be.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an example of one of those. The important news of the day includes a story from Starbucks. As a matter of fact, those of you who live in El Paso know this story. The government is suing Starbucks because the company fired a worker in their store in El Paso because she was a dwarf.
Oh, my.
The employee asked, listen to this, the employee asked for a stool to perform her job. Starbucks denied the request and fired her, claiming that she would be a danger to customers because sitting on a stool and working with them apparently isn't something that, serving coffee, you got to stand up or whatever it is. Why the heck did they hire her in the first place would have been my question. So anyway, they were taken to court by this young lady, and it still is something that's being, that's the kind of stuff. Stir the pot. That's the real news. That's what we should have every day, Richie.
Love it.
Yep, this is the real news. Okay, here's one more story. You ready for this, Ryan?
Yes.
Two towns here in Massachusetts are going to ban sales of relaxation brownies. They're called lazy cakes.
Yeah.
They're laced with melatonin and sold in food markets. Children ate them and they had to go to the hospital. They pay $5. This is a mellowing chocolate treat that apparently has some other things in it besides just melatonin.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Now, they got to keep pushing you the prescription drugs, you know, so they got to get away their competition.
Right. Yeah, it's a way to get the kids hooked early.
Right. And Richie, remember a lazy day? Lazy cakes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Who did that song? That's Melanie, I think, wasn't it? Lazy Day. So, statewide ban. Massachusetts, they're on top of it here. We got to ban relaxation brownies. Very important. All right, Ryan. Good man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Don't thank me. I thank you. You're the one who contributed to the program. Although once in a while, Richie, I'd like to think that you and I are contributing to the program.
Every now and then, yeah.
As well. Don't you think that's
it's Monday, though. It's a tough one.
It is. Okay. So let me help you with the bags. Speaking of Monday, bags under your eyes.
Don't even talk about it.
Richie's been whooping it up all weekend.
Yeah.
So he needs some Lumitone. Let me describe this product for you. I have, over the last couple of months, apparently getting a lot of people that are still here telling me to talk about it, so I guess somebody must be listening to what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is that your eyes can look years younger. If your eyes look old and dull and tired, then Lumitone is your instant fix. Sound too good to be true? Here's how you try it without cost. You call 800-894-3302. This is the only way you can get this stuff. Right from the manufacturer. It's a new product, 800-894-3302. I want you to try a free jar. Get a jar free. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping and handling on a couple of bucks. No big deal. But this is the anti-aging cream that gets at the dark circles instantly and makes you look bright and fresh. Your eyes are now going to have the bright spot. And eyes should. Your eyes are the first thing people look at, right? That's the first thing I look at when I meet somebody. Look into their eyes. And if they're puffy and they have dark circles, ooh, tired, it's tough. We want you to have this unique cream to try it yourself to get rid of the dark circles and heavy bags under your eye. Try a free jar of Lumitone at 800-894-3302. When you take part in this special offer, you will see. You'll tell other people. I know you will. People are already telling me. This is a great way to reduce the bags and the circles and all the other things that are a problem when you're just plain tired. Your eyes look it. 800-894-3302 for Lumitone.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
You want something that'll help you out. Glenn Beck is one of these guys. Again, the gossip about him and what goes on with him. A lot of people. Nobody does much gossip on me, though, Richie. I must be. It's probably because I'm so clean.
No, it's not because you're clean. It's because you don't hide anything. You talk about it all in the air.
All right. So Beck's come up with an interesting idea. You might want to check it out. I'm not here to promote him necessarily, but I like it when people are helpful. And he's got a new thing that's sort of like Groupon called Markdown.com. You want to check that out, Richie. Ways to help small businesses
in
the communities. And I'd like to help small businesses, too. I don't mind helping him do something that's good. So you might want to check that out. Markdown.com, more like Groupon. 51 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I like that, Richie.
You do?
Good. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a new one just for you.
Is it really?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, Rich. What a pal you are.
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, let's turn our attention to the story at DougStefan.com. By the way, 53, did I say that?
You didn't yet.
53 past the hour, I didn't do that yet. The poll at DougStefan.com today focuses on the television show this week that you're looking forward to the most. The finale between now and Thursday is at House, which I think has kind of fallen off the radar a little bit this year.
It's fallen off my radar. I think it's still doing okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely it's fallen off my radar.
Dancing with the Stars, never been excited about that show. Glee,
no,
I'm not on into any of these, actually. American Idol, Modern Family.
Modern Family, I like.
The Good Wife, I like. I like Blood... what's the name of the show? Blood Brothers. Blood, no. Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. That's it.
Yeah. Right. Good show. So in a moment, we'll review some of this stuff, including, I like this, the story entitled Songs, Lies, and Videotape. The story behind the story of American Idol. Back to the gossip. We'll have some of that for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
I love this.
I know you do. The theme from Barney Miller. Speaking of end of the season finales, the last time the show was seen on its original network on ABC was this date in 1982. Abe Vigoda.
Yep.
Hal Linden.
Yep.
Abe Vigoda's character's name was?
Fish.
Hal Linden's character's name was?
Captain.
Right. Barney Miller. He was Barney Miller.
Barney Miller, right.
Right.
Captain Miller.
Now, here's the quick, you want a little, this is a quick trivia question. We got 3 minutes. See if somebody come up with the answer to this. 800-510-8255. What precinct house were they in? What's the number of the precinct on the Barney Miller show? 800-510-8255. Very talented cast on this show, I think.
Mm.
The final show aired this date, 1982. Do you know what the number of the precinct was? You can see these things. They still show these reruns ad nauseum. All right, so what's the number of the precinct that Miller and Vigoda and all these other guys were in? 800-510-8255. Hey, kids, what time is it?
It's Howdy Doody time.
No. It's time for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about American Idol. Remember the big news conference last summer when the producer came back to the show, Nigel, what's his face?
Yeah.
Signed on Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. Season 10 was going to be American Idol, the remix. Well, a lot of things changed, and a lot of things didn't happen as they promised. I think this season was better, though, than season. I actually pay attention to this year, and I haven't paid. I paid attention only to Simon before. Now I kind of paid attention to a lot of other things. But they promised celebrity mentors, and they didn't deliver. They promised, in other words, there's supposed to be celebrities that were there to help all of these people, like I think Sheryl Crow and Lady Gaga. And,
yeah.
But they haven't really. They've been there to promote their own stuff, not to help.
Well, that's what they all
participants,
do. Yeah,
right?
They
exactly.
Come in
to, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It's the only reason they come on.
More artist development? No, that has not happened. Apparently, fewer artists have been developed. A younger, hipper vibe. Have you felt that? Nah, I don't think so. Actually, there are a lot of comments on this posted at Facebook. People like, let's see here, who said this? Randy said, "I don't miss Simon." Maybe that's Randy's on the show.
Yeah, different Randy, I think.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think they've done a good job, though. I mean,
yeah, I thought the show was
carrying
okay
it on.
Here.
With
right,
that
yeah. Holland. All right, Lou, what's the name of the, what number was the precinct for Barney Miller?
It was the 12th precinct.
It was the 12th precinct. How in the name of heaven did you remember that, Lou?
I have no life, that's why.
Apparently not. But we'll send you a Doug Steffen Swell prize, so hold on just a second. It was the 12th precinct, Richie.